Good morning. You made it to Friday.
And we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, coming out this morning and in a major interview on Sunday night at 10 p.m. on ABC, James Comey, the former FBI director, has a memoir in which he provides a firsthand account of behind the scenes in the White House with Donald Trump, and some of the details as described in headlines as visceral are hard to talk about over the air.
David, this is a real bombshell because Comey, many people think, is where Trump really got off the track by firing him. We don't really know why he did it. At the time, I think he suspected that his power was unlimited. He could do anything that he wanted. But it turns out that Comey is having his revenge. Now, revenge is a tough word because it may imply that Comey's not telling the truth, but it's pretty clear that he is. One of the things that he said is that dealing with Trump reminded him of the mafia when he was dealing with organized crime and putting them all into jail as the FBI director. He said this concept of personal loyalty and omerta is all part of what has gone on with Trump. When Trump pulled him aside, basically asked him to lay off on General Flynn, remember him back in the day. All of that is chronicled here and is remembering that Comey is a Republican. And one of the things that Comey says, and is very interesting, is he's really amazed that his fellow Republicans, reminding everybody that he is a Republican, Comey, have not, you know, understood just how serious this is and risen to defend the Constitution and the laws and the norms of American government. It is a damning expose. Of course, there is the fact that it was probably Comey more than anybody else who lost the election for Hillary Clinton because of his telling about there was another trove of emails and that came out right before the election. So that while he may be a hero to many because of what he has done, he also has something to think about. And he addresses this in the book about what his actions may have caused and says that after the election results, he was literally nauseous.
Yeah, and asked the question to himself, if the polls had not been in favor of Hillary Clinton, whether he would have reignited the investigation at all.
That's right, David.
From there, Alan, let's talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TTP, and another potential reversal by the president as he weighs joining this. Of course, you've got the trade war and the tariffs going on, particularly with China right now.
Let's remember what the TPP was. I mean, Trump raged against it. Nevertheless, it was ironically designed to hold China's power down. So now here comes Trump again throwing red meat to the base, saying, oh, this TPP thing, and this is terrible, gets out of it, and now it turns out that he's damaged his own cause because he's also trying to get the Chinese to come around and to play a fairer game with the United States. So, of course, he has to go back into it once again without thinking, just temperamentally unacceptable for a president of the United States to make these kinds of rush decisions. Obviously, somebody's been talking to him.
Finally, Alan, Governor Cuomo signed legislation yesterday to protect the rights of New York's working men and women yesterday. This is a reaction to the Janus case out of Illinois. It's a labor case. Meanwhile, we have this election coming and the issue of the Working Families Party. I'm reading this morning on the State Politics blog, the potential endorsement of Cynthia Nixon in the race for governor by the Working Families Party is leading some labor leaders to consider forming their own ballot line this fall. And the 200-plus state committee members of the Working Families Party, not the convention, but they are meeting this week, which has even the Times speculating there could be an endorsement of Nixon.
Well, yes, we talked to Karen Scharf, who is the co-chair of the Working Families Party. We know very well that there's a very good chance that this time, not the last time, but this time, they will endorse the outlying candidate. And last time it was Zephyr Teachout. She didn't get it because Mayor de Blasio came in inexplicably and saved Cuomo's hash. This time, the Working Families Party is made up of two crucial groups. One of them are the labor unions. They're all pro-Cuomo, if not all of them, many of them are. And it's quite a phalanx of support because the labor leaders are the ones who put the money into the Working Families Party. And on the other hand, as you suggest, those voting delegates, and they are going to clearly go for Nixon. So they could endorse Nixon. If the labor leaders do a separate ballot line for members of the union, I think the risk here for Cuomo is that they will create even more solidarity within the Working Families Party. Yeah, they may not have the money that they had because the labor unions gave it to them, but they will have a sort of honesty and ability to do what they want without having the drag of the labor leaders saying, no, you can't do that.
our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend. Rest up, and we'll be back on Monday.
Yes, we will.